This is Steve Stunder, and this is Pay Attention. This week, I wanted to talk about the importance of learning from experience, because I think so many of us get caught up in this loop of perfection and the need to do everything right all the time. I talked in a previous pod about doing things right the first time, but we can't always do it right the first time. Doing our best to recognize when we might be doing something wrong, and what is it we're going to learn from that experience of doing it wrong, and recognizing that we're going to do that. I think that's the key. When we go into any relationship or job or experience of any kind, we have to recognize that we're not going to do it right all the time. And we can try to do our best to do things right the first time, but we don't always. In fact, most of the time, we have to do a bad job first. And that's not something a lot of people want to admit. We don't want to admit that we have to mess up first. We have to mess up the first time we make a sandwich, the first time we make an opportunity to do something that is important to us. Most of the time, we mess up. And we have to learn something from that. In order to do a good job, you have to do a bad job. And I think a lot of the reason why is because we have to recognize what the difference is. What's the difference between doing a good job and doing a bad job? Because if we do a bad job all the time, we might think that's a good job. And if we don't understand the difference between the two, we're never going to learn and grow. So we have to mess up. We have to make mistakes. I want you to think about the best time you ever learned something. It's from making mistakes. Think about when you make pancakes. Those first couple of pancakes may not be the best. Now, for me, usually it's in reverse. My first couple of pancakes are great because my pan gets too hot, and then I burn the last couple. But I had to do a bad job first. So what did I do? I turned the heat down, and I took the pan off of the heat, and I learned something from doing a bad job first. We all throw out those first couple of pancakes. In my case, I was throwing out the last couple, but I had to have that experience of messing it up first. And then you think about when you cook. Your first couple of dishes may not be the best. When you look on social media and you see a chef making something, and you're like, wow, this looks amazing. I don't understand how they can do that perfectly every time. They don't do it perfectly every time. How many takes do you think that was? How many takes do you think it took before they got the dish absolutely perfect? One of my favorite things to do, there used to be this thing on DVDs, special features, and you could look at the movie being made and they would have outtakes. I want you to think about your life's outtakes. I want you to think about the outtakes of the last meal you made or the last thing you wrote or the email you were going to send to somebody or the text message you were going to send to somebody. How many versions of that were there? And sometimes we have to do a bad job first. Sometimes we have to send something to someone that upsets them to recognize that that upsets them and not do it again. Sometimes we have to have an interaction with someone at our job that may not go the best. Sometimes we have to be bad at a job to learn how to be good at it. I'm going to say that again. And job could be your job, or job could be your life, or your relationship, or your parenting. Sometimes you have to mess it up to do better at it. And messing up is okay. Perfectionism is not possible. There is a number of people with a perfectionist personality trait. And I'm telling you right now, you're only going to drive yourself nuts. You have to mess up. You have to make mistakes. You have to learn from experience. You have to decide what is the thing you're going to learn. What is the thing you're going to learn? What is your takeaway going to be? Come up with something concrete. And usually we don't figure out what the takeaway from a negative experience is until after. Usually we don't have the experience of being able to look at what you may have messed up until after the fact, because again, most of us don't want to admit that we make mistakes. So it takes us a little while to realize that we made a mistake in the first place. Usually our default response is, there's something wrong with that person. There's something wrong with this group of people. They didn't appreciate me and I didn't do anything wrong. And then upon further review, you start to realize that you got to take some culpability for these experiences and these situations. Maybe you had a job and it didn't quite work out. And of course, when that experience ends, you think to yourself, those people just don't understand me, or they just don't get me, or they just don't appreciate me. That could be true. But the other side of it is, what is it you're going to learn from that? Did you do a bad job? And if you did, what were the elements of the bad job that you did? What can you take away? Because if you put together a number of experiences that all end negatively, and you don't take a look at what you have done to contribute to that negative end, you're going to continue to find negative endings. You're going to continue to do a bad job. You're not going to do a bad job first. You're just going to do a bad job. And you're going to keep doing a bad job. And that's not what you want. We can make mistakes. We can mess up. We can't continue to make mistakes and continue to mess up. Because if we do, we're not learning anything. You get to a certain point in your life when you have to recognize that it's not everybody else. I think there is definitely some merit to thinking about the concept of maybe it's me. And it doesn't have to be completely you. And usually it's not. When you do a bad job, it's not 100% your fault, but it's a little bit. We don't have to get into percentages either. It doesn't have to be, all right, I did a bad job at something. I did a bad job in this relationship. I did a bad job at this employment opportunity. I did a bad job doing something. And we don't have to assign a percentage of blame. But the idea of I did something, they did something, and now I need to figure out how to not do that again. You have to do a bad job first, because you have to know the difference between doing good and not doing good. You have to know the difference between what did you do and what can you take with you to not do it again. And it really just goes back to something that I say on this podcast constantly. Do better. Not do perfect. Do better. The title of this podcast is Do a Bad Job First. Maybe the thought process is don't keep doing a bad job. You're allowed to sometimes. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. But what are you going to learn? Make a list. This is the experience I had with this particular thing. This is how it went sideways, and these are the reasons why. And if your list consists of everything everyone else did, maybe you should make the list again. And you're not allowed to make a list about anyone else. Just you. I statements. I did this. I did not do this. I could have done this. And then make a list of things that you're going to do better next time. Are you going to do all of those things in your next experience? Maybe. Maybe not. But if you don't even admit that the possibility exists that you did a bad job, you're never going to grow. I've had this experience. I've had experiences my entire life where I looked at a negative outcome and thought it was everybody else and not me. And at a certain point in time, we have to recognize that we can make improvements. We can grow. We can mess up, we can make mistakes, we can gather experience, we can learn something, and we can do better. And that's why doing a bad job first is so important. And then, later on, when you do a good job, it's fulfilling because you went through the experience of, I recognize I did something wrong. I corrected it. And now I'm doing better. But the expectation that we need to know everything, every element of doing good all the time, it's just not possible. All of us, the first time we make pancakes, are going to mess them up. But if we don't ever try to learn how to do it right, they're always going to be messed up. They're always going to be gross. But what do? We learn little tricks. We add little things to them. And before you know it, you're making pretty pancakes. You're making pancake art. And you've done that because you learned from experience. You messed up. You made mistakes. You learned a little something. And you're doing better. That should be the goal. Perfection should not be the goal. It's just not possible. We can be good at stuff. We don't have to be great at everything. The idea that you have to be great at every single thing in your life is just an unrealistic expectation. But we try to choose the things and prioritize the things that are most important to us. And those are the things that we want to be great at. So if you want to be great at something that's important to you, like parenting or your job or your relationship, you have to put in the work and you have to make mistakes and mess up. We're all so afraid of making mistakes because we think making mistakes means we don't know what we're doing and we're weak. And quite honestly, a lot of the time we make mistakes because we're willing to take chances and we're willing to learn and grow. That's how we make mistakes. If you don't ever try anything, of course you're not going to make any mistakes. But how is that a way to learn and grow? The answer is it's not. The idea here is that you try things and you mess up. But if you're too afraid to make a mistake, if you're afraid to do a bad job first, then you're not going to learn and grow. You're going to stay relatively even, which for some people may feel comfortable. But if you're willing to step outside of your comfort zone and learn a little bit about yourself, do things and experience things that you may have to make some mistakes first. You may have to mess up. Messing up's okay. It's all part of the journey. The first time I recorded a podcast, I recorded the entire thing without sound. I sat and I talked for 20 straight minutes about a topic. I went to upload it and I realized that I never turned the microphone on. 20 minutes of my life just gone. And I made a mistake and I messed up and I didn't do a good job and I had to do it over. But from that experience, I learned every single time I record something now, I make sure the first thing I do is the microphone on? And I learned something and I did better. Now, that's not a huge example, but that is a small example of the willingness to make a mistake and the willingness to use that mistake to inform decisions and experiences moving forward. So what do we need to do to gain experience? We need to do a bad job first. We need to be willing to put ourselves in situations where we're going to step out of our comfort zone and we're going to be willing to try things that we may not be successful at all the time. I mean, as a therapist, I can think about the first maybe year or two I was doing therapy. I don't know how good I was at it. You can go to school, you can do role plays, you could read books, but there is nothing like the first time you sit down with an actual human being in an actual counseling situation, because the real answer is you have no idea what that person is going to say or how they're going to feel. And you may not be good at it. I don't think I was in the beginning. The first time I taught a class, I had no idea what I was doing. I messed up a lot. I don't think I did a good job. I made a lot of mistakes. But I think it's important for us to recognize that it's all about building that experience. And if you're too afraid to fail, if you're too afraid to do a bad job first, you're never going to do anything. You're never going to grow. And if we can't look at, man, I messed that up, and be willing to say that, big and small, whether it's making pancakes or breaking up with somebody or losing a job or whatever, if you're not willing to look at what was your role in all of that, how did I do a bad job? If you're not willing to look at that, you won't grow. You won't learn. And that experience is almost a waste because it didn't teach you anything. And when you make that list of things that went wrong in any situation, if all of it has nothing to do with you, you have some growth to do. If I made a list of all the reasons why I messed up my pancakes, and all of them were something was wrong with the pan, something was wrong with the stove, something was wrong with the spatula, the sun was in my eye. If all of those things are the reason why I didn't make good pancakes, I'm never going to learn how to do it. We have to be willing to admit and accept the fact that doing a bad job first is okay. What are we going to learn? And in order to learn and grow and make mistakes and mess up and do better, we have to pay attention.